So this is Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Joe, what's up?
Yeah, hey, great to be here. Happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday.
It's a very happy Friday.
It's beautiful outside.
I mean, it's okay.
Apparently, it's not going to be the case this weekend.
No. I mean, it is slick, and, you know, if anyone from Amherst is listening, maybe a salt truck down Maple. But beside that, yes, this is. I'll take this.
All right. Well, it's we're still waiting to see what the weather's going to be like at the game. The one thing we do know, it's going to be cold. Not the playoff game from 2 years ago cold. Right. You know, not the deep freeze of February from a decade ago cold, but it's going to be winter cold in Buffalo.
You might want more than shorts and a short sleeve shirt.
Might want more than shorts and a short sleeve shirt, Joe. Andy Major from the Bills is joining us on the line right now. Andy, I think it's a question a lot of people have, because when it comes to gearing up for the game, a lot of people are all prepared with all their different warm weather gear. We live in Buffalo. Everyone's got a closet full of it. But there's been some changes in the rules when it comes to the heated gear, like a battery-operated heated clothing that used to be allowed and then it wasn't allowed, and now is it switched again?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, thanks, Brian. Hi, Joe. Appreciate you guys having us on. Yeah, we definitely encourage fans to wear warm clothing. The battery-operated clothing you mentioned is a change for this upcoming season for 2023-24. So, sure, fans can wear battery-operated clothing. You know, we made that change, you know, after a lot of fan feedback with our games now extending and our season extending into January. It just made sense. And it was the right time to make the change, enhance the fan experience, do whatever we can to make our fans comfortable. And we're doing all the normal security screening process. So it really isn't going to affect anything from a security standpoint. People still go through the screening process. But some teams are already doing this and other teams aren't. But we wanted to, you know, make that change for the fans.
And that's all battery operated? You know, there was some confusion that there's only stadium certified. What is certified? What's not?
Yeah, I mean, our partner is FieldShear, and they have great, you know, clothing that fans can wear. I know that that's kind of the technology that's out there that most fans are using. And it's really simple. It's not bulky or obtrusive in any way. It doesn't affect issues at the security screening areas. And it definitely keeps fans warm, which is the goal.
Yeah, and it'll come in handy this Sunday. So that you have the official partner, but if you have anything in your closet that's, you know, the heated clothing, the undershirt, or the jacket, you can wear it to the game on Sunday.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we certainly want our fans to be safe. Safety is our number one priority here with the Bills, you know, not just for the fans, but the staff and the team as well. So we've got a lot of programs, a lot of plans in place for all this what-if scenario with the weather this weekend. We're trying to get ready for and ramped up for.
For fans that have that kind of technology, when they get to the gate, is there anything different about the way they go through the metal detector? Do they need to remove something? Do they need to disclose anything?
No, I mean, it's the same, guys. It's the same that we've been dealing with all season. You know, we've already had some cold weather games, so this is really nothing new for some of our fans who've been to our regular season games this year. So, no, there's nothing that they need to really worry about coming through the walkthrough magnetometers. Still the same normal security screening process there.
You know, it's up and down what the forecast is going to be. Do you anticipate needing shovelers? I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to be a huge issue around the stadium pregame at all, but do you have that call out yet?
Yeah, we're going to put something out later this afternoon. You know, we don't want to leave any stone unturned. You know, you guys know we're all Buffalonians. We've been through these types of storms before, and sometimes it flips the other way, and all of a sudden, you know, you're getting more snow than maybe anticipated, or vice versa. You know, we hope it's less than what is maybe being called for. But yeah, we're gonna put a call out for snow shovelers later this afternoon. Try to get some folks here to help out our already large crews in place for Saturday night, going into game day morning, just in case. Whatever we need, we want to, you know, be ready to go.
Will those be tickets given to those shovelers, Andy?
No, but we'll have a lot of incentives with the pay rate, some gift certificates, some warming areas, some food and beverage and things like that. We really try to take care of these staff. You know, it's a tough job, but you know, especially when you're looking at the temperatures coming in this weekend. Any of our partners and our game day staff, our stadium operations team, they're going to be out in these elements, and we absolutely appreciate their efforts to come here and weather the storm, so to speak, you know, with our fans and with our team. You know, this is a team effort no matter what, whether you're playing quarterback or whether you're salting the stands. We're all a part of this to help the Bills get a victory on Sunday.
Yeah, that's the hope, and we're all hoping for that, Andy. Thanks so much. We'll be looking for that later on this afternoon, and good info on the heated clothing allowed once again in the stadium. That's Andy Major with the Bills talking about some of those things you might want to know if you're heading to the game on Sunday. You know, Joe, I don't know. By the way, we're kicking off the show. We might as well do it. We've done every game so far this year.
Yes.
Those ticket prices are basically where they are yesterday. I saw 112 after the fees and everything. That's basically the going rate, which is like maybe 10 bucks cheaper. They've kind of settled in to that spot right now. I feel like by now, you kind of know the forecast and you know if you're going or not.
You know the range of the forecast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't totally look like, and we'll be talking with Aaron Mankowski a little bit later on during the show, it doesn't look like it did for that big snow game with the Bills and Colts.
Right.
So you were there, so you remember. But as I remember that, that kind of started out as, like, right before kickoff, it started to snow very heavy, and it's still the picture in my mind when people describe it as the lake effect snow machine. I mean, it was literally like a snow machine over the stadium that somebody forgot to turn off.
Oh, yeah.
And it lasted just right from kickoff, like hardly anything pregame, right from kickoff through the game, and lasted its entirety with the same amount of, ferocity, I guess you would say, for that kind of snow.
I mean, there was almost no snow during tailgate, right? I mean, there was nothing. The lots were full. But a lot of those people must have left, Brian, because after the first quarter, I was sitting in the lower bowl because there was no one left.
There was, I think it was unexpected at the time, too. So, like, that's the other thing. Like, you got hit by a ton of snow. I mean, there was like a foot of snow during the game, or at least it seemed like that. A ton of snow, unexpected during the game, and there wasn't really a problem. So I'm not, don't color me too worried about the, you know, snow impact on the field is one thing, but in terms of like fans and everything, everyone kind of knows the forecast right now. And from the sounds of it, it doesn't sound, I mean, the wind will be an issue. You know, you're going to have to deal with that. However, you know, you might anchor down your tent or something like that. Don't have it blown around the parking lot. But the snow, it seems to kind of not be that much of an issue during the tailgate, maybe even not that much during the first quarter or so, and then just kind of gradually ramp up by the second half of the game and end of the game. You might be talking about the same type of snow there was in that game, and I use that because we can all kind of picture it in our mind. But if it only starts in the second half or a little bit later on, then you don't necessarily have to worry about
getting there.
Well, getting there, but the amount of snow you were dealing with during that game, that was what? I mean, that's 7 years ago?
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts to think.
Joe Webb's career game.
What a throw.
Yeah.
I mean, what a pass. Who could forget? Absolutely amazing. We got a special guest on the line. Steve Tasker is joining us to talk about the game. I mean, Steve, you look at this forecast. Does it get you excited, or do you start to feel a little like, oh, man, here we go, dealing with the weather again?
It's a little bit like, you mean I have to really be there at this game? It has a chance to be really bad. Now, I'll say this, too. As rough as it is for fans, I mean, it's hard to know how to dress, how warm you got to be, you know, whether you're going to have waterproof stuff, how it's going to be getting in and out of the stadium. We just don't know what it's going to look like because we all know it could change really quickly. But I think on the other side of it, for the broadcast side of it, the television people couldn't be more excited about it. This is exactly the kind of game they want to show people, and it'll people will really want to see how the players, Josh Allen, you know, Najee Harris, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Buffalo Bills, they're going to want to see how these players can adapt to these conditions, because they know it's going to look, if it is a snow game like it was a few years ago between the Colts and the Bills, the TV end of the broadcast end, they eat that up. They cannot wait for that to look like it was. It really is a beautiful thing to see, although it's no fun to play in.
I was just going to ask, do they notice the bump in that? Like, it's CBS. Are they saying, like, all right, snow game, let's get it on? Because I can only speak for myself, Steve. If there's a snow game on TV where it's really coming down, like, oh, the Patriots and Jets last week, perfect example. Yeah. No way I would ever watch that game between these two teams. Like, ugh. But it's snowing, so I'm going to turn it on because it looks cool.
Yes, that's exactly right. People can't get enough of it. And they know as well, too, but because, and, you know, Buffalo's a favorite in this game. They're the 2 seed. Pittsburgh's the 7 seed. Their Bills are favored to win. And that's just the kind of thing that would make the table tilt back the other way towards the Pittsburgh Steelers. People realize that, gosh, anything could happen today. And one of the teams like Buffalo, who is a strong favorite and has got some star power and that kind of thing, could get upset by a team just because of the weather. And they want to see it. Plus, you know, they want to see people out there who are crazy enough to go sit in the stands and watch it and go crazy. Yes, absolutely. The broadcast industry does notice a bump in it. And I'll say this too, if it does turn out like it looks like it might, like one of those games where you got guys clearing the yard lines and the hash marks and all kinds of crazy plays happen, it will be the game everybody talks about after this weekend. And it's you know, playoff weekend with 6 games going on, and it'll be the game people talk about.
Steve, you know, I've got my clothes all picked out. I know what I'm bringing. I'll have extra layers and all that. But how do the players get ready for a game like this? Obviously, they can't wear as many layers as us fans can.
Yeah, they have conversations about it all throughout the week. And, you know, as the forecast gets clearer and clearer and more accurate, they can hone in on it. But you've got veteran players on the squad who've been through this and who can give you insights as to how it goes and what it's going to feel like and what's been good for them. You know, one of the crucial things, and it's pretty obvious to say, is what shoes they're going to wear is always a really big issue. You know, there's a lot of options between, you know, 3/4-inch 7-stud cleats or molded cleats that have more of a kind of a crocodile skin bottom where you can get a lot of, you know, some grip there, but they're not very, don't have much depth. The kind of shoes you wear will be really crucial, and guys will probably go out and try a couple of different pair during warmups to see which ones are going to work. But, you know, as we know, it may work in warmups, but by the middle of the second quarter, you may need something else. So it's going to be an issue. But as far as staying warm, the players obviously have it better than anybody in the stands because they can go over and get on the heated benches and stand in front of the turbo heaters. They can go get some nice chicken broth. You know, they'll be nice and toasty. So they'll have ways to keep warm, but it's more about their shoes and their footing and also their hands and gloves and which hands will grip the ball best. Which gloves will grip the ball best?
Steve, I know a lot of people are a little nervous. You know, weather can be the great equalizer on the football field. But I'm looking at this and I say, this is the game. This is why you drafted the 8-foot-tall, 500-pound, fastest secretariat, you know, horse of a quarterback to play these games in this kind of weather with the rocket arm and the most feared runner, maybe, right? Him and Derrick Henry in the entire NFL, if you're any sort of player on the defense. Like, this is the game.
Yes, games like this, you build your team so that, you know, even if the field is level, you've got an advantage in some way, shape, or form. Certainly Josh has played in weather like this, not just like this, but colder weather than this. They played in some snow games. This won't rattle their cage very much. They'll be ready for it. And, yeah, you would still like to think that the better team is going to win, particularly since it's a better team that is actually lives in this and has been through this a couple of times. We'll see, though. But you're right. It is something to be nervous about because it does things do happen crazy. Guys slip and fall. Guys drop the ball. You know, stuff like that happens in games like this. And a lot of times, as we've seen, it's not a great play that wins these games. It's a mistake by the other team, loses the game. You don't want to be the guy that makes a mistake for your team.
Steve, you know, looking back on the season, obviously this team's had its up and downs. Is there a game you can look at and say that was when this team turned it around and you could see they were going to make a run or they looked as if they were going to make a run?
Well, this team is who it is. They're a really good team. It's been 3 years since they lost by more than one touchdown. They're just hard to get up on. They're hard to beat soundly. And I think one of the games that illustrated that was going into the was probably one of their losses going into Philadelphia and scoring 34 points in a rainstorm and getting down to the end of regulation and the Eagles having desperately to kick a 59-yarder in a rainstorm. And it was probably – it was a heroic kick by the Philly kicker. And it gave the chance to win, and they actually did in the end. But that kind of game, even though the Bills lost, illustrates how hard it is to get a victory against this team. And in the switch from offensive coordinators and Joe Brady taking over, they have started to spread the football around to different players offensively and give other people other than Steph Diggs and Josh Allen a chance to contribute. And they've done so on a consistent basis. Sean McDermott's defense has now, under a full year of his coordinatorship, started to make plays that they didn't make in the last 3 or 4 years. They were statistically even better in the few years prior to this, but they rarely made game-ending or splash plays. This defense does all that, and they're a top-five defense in most categories as well. So this team, you know, when you see all these things happen throughout these games, I don't know that there's one moment, but I would point to the Philly game as being that game that really illustrated who this team can be, even though it was a loss. Mm-hmm. And if they would have, that 59-yard kick would have been missed, they'd be walking into these playoffs having won 6 or 7 in a row, not just 5.
Incredible. You've got this new hype video out. Do people need to be more hyped, Steve? I mean, are we going to be overhyped here? I don't know if I want to run through a brick wall on a Friday.
Well, I don't think so. Not on this game. If you're sitting there and it's snowing 3 inches an hour, no, we're going to need all the hype we can get. So if it was great weather, no, we wouldn't need more hype. But in weather like this, yes, you need more hype. So we'll see. It'll be fun to see everybody on Sunday. And, you know, and Bills Mafia knows this more than anybody. You know, we're all in it together. There's a great sense of camaraderie when you're out in a game like this. So look out for each other, have fun, and enjoy the moment.
I got to ask you before we leave, because, you know, you're such a great broadcast career too, Steve. When there's a snow game and it's heavy snow, they don't even do it when it's heavy snow anymore. They just do it whenever it's snowing. Do you like when the broadcast puts the field lines, so, you know, you could see the 10, the 20, the 30, they superimpose them on the field when the game is playing? Or do you like kind of the chaos of not knowing?
I don't know. They don't leave it on during the play usually, but yeah, I think it does help give some scale if they put it on at least between plays so that you can get a sense of where they are on the field, because sometimes it's hard. But nowadays they've got crews that they'll clear the yard lines, and you can kind of get a sense of that. You kind of understand where they're at then. But man, oh man, some games we've seen in the past where you can't even tell where they're at on the field, whether they're inside the 20 or whether they're inside or outside the 50, going the wrong way. It's hard to get a sense of where they are because of the camera angles and that kind of thing. So I kind of like it for that, so you can kind of get a sense of the field position. But yeah, the chaos is always fun, I think, for viewers and all of that. I love the way that broadcast guys try and bring more information to the table by showing you where they are in the field. But it's really hard to do. I'm kind of a chaos guy, I guess.
I'm right there with you.
I like the chaos.
The beautiful chaos of football on full display. It's like another one of those NFL Films moments, and hopefully we have a win to talk about on Monday. Hey, Steve, thanks so much.
Guys, enjoy the weekend.
Hey, you too. Steve Tasker joining us, talking. I'm getting more and more excited as the week goes on for this game, Joe.
I'm hyped. I can't wait. I've never wished for a Sunday to come as fast as I want this Sunday to come, because there was a time this season we really questioned if Sunday would happen. And now we are 2 days away.
Coverage of the Bills playoff push on WBEN, brought to you by Positive Health and Wellness. We'll be back after the news with Lucas on WBEN. We are getting you ready for the weekend and everything that comes with it. Quick reminder here, on WBEN, you'll hear here first, whatever's decided inside of a federal courtroom a little bit later on. You just heard Lucas talk about, we're expecting that announcement to happen at about 11 a.m., so sometime around there, you'll hear what the Department of Justice calls a major announcement in the Topps shooting case. We're also, of course, talking about the weather and how it might impact the game this weekend. Aaron Mankowski is with us to give us a little bit of a look ahead. Aaron, I got to start first, though. We were talking with Steve Tasker before the break, and I asked him about this because I have a very strong opinion on it, but I'll let you go first. When there's a snow game on TV, and you know all the broadcasts will superimpose the yard lines on the field that you can't see because they're covered up in snow, do you like that or do you hate it?
I don't have a strong opinion about it like you do, but I like knowing where the ball is supposed to be, but I do know that it's impossible for the players to exactly pinpoint that because they don't have that line.
I hate it. I'm just.
I figured as much.
Every game, I can see where they are. Like the snow, there's this chaos involved. Like, I can handle the one game a year where I look at and I don't quite know where everything is. Like, are they in the end zone or are they on their own 20-yard line? Like, who knows?
You know what I have a strong opinion, though, is how they cannot put the ball in the proper spot and they need to bring out the chains from, like, 1940.
Yeah.
And with technology now, they don't have a chip that they can put in each ball that weighs nothing can determine exact. My watch can tell me everything I'm doing. They don't have something small that can say exactly where the ball went.
You know, here's the funny thing.
Like that fourth down.
What's that? It's very rare, Aaron. I actually have the information on this. Like, I know because I've read up on this. Because there is a chip in the ball. You see, like, they do all the dot, like, things.
For Amazon, right?
Yeah, the Amazon. So there is a chip in the ball. But because they can't, you know, the nose of the ball versus the other end of the ball, like, they haven't quite figured it out to, like, get it to that thing yet. I like the chains, personally.
I think it's for the dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if the chain guy goes to the wrong spot?
Well, that's
I don't know. Aaron, it's human error.
We never see the other end of the chain.
They're trying to take out human error from baseball. Let's not let them take it out of football. That's the beauty of sports.
You know what else I have a strong opinion on is the offsides challenge in hockey. They could take that out.
Oh, yes. I'm right there with you.
Things I don't like.
I am right there with you, Aaron. I love that idea. But what we're hoping is that you'll have a strong opinion on where the snow's going to end up on Sunday.
Yes.
I wish I did. I wish I could say with 100% certainty exactly what was going to happen on Sunday. So I could tell you it is going to be windy and cold at the stadium. I'm going through new data. I've been looking at it all morning. It's going to snow, and it's going to be cold. Temperatures will be in the upper teens for your tailgate. Wind chills near zero, around 20 degrees during the game. Winds gusting around 30 to 40 miles per hour. The Lake Band Saturday night for the first part of Sunday does look to be north of Orchard Park. So that'll impact the metro area, so Buffalo and northward. And some models have the band going as far north as, say, Lockport early on Sunday. But then as your day moves along, that band starts to drift further southward. And most of them are in agreement that it settles over the South Towns or moves through the South Towns between 1 and 4 p.m. on Sunday. So you have a snow band, that's intense with winds gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour. Visibilities will be close to zero. And traveling to the game and then leaving the game is going to be very, very difficult.
So now, is that for sure that it's at least going to snow, but the amount totals are fluctuating? And what, Aaron, do you look for that might move this storm, shift this storm, change that forecast?
Okay, so yeah, the snow totals are absolutely not in stone. What I'm looking for, wind direction. And the winds will steer where this lake band is going to be. And that's where the models are kind of all over the place. I shouldn't say all over the place. They're pretty consistently showing a southwesterly wind. But will it become more west-southwesterly? Will it scooch a little more south-southwesterly? And a couple degrees and a wind change could move the band 10 to 20 miles further north or south, or even 5 to 10 miles further north or south. And that could really impact how much snow, say, Orchard Park were to receive. So I say the beauty and frustration of lake effect snow is it's so, so difficult to forecast. But this one will have a high impact because of the game and then travel plans. And with a long weekend, a lot of people trying to get out of town, the airport's going to be impacted by this snow band and the strong winds Saturday into Sunday. So it's all about the wind direction right now. I mean, there's other things in play, other parameters, but the big thing is the wind direction to show me where that band is going to be.
So, like, visually, we all remember that Bills-Colts game from, like, you know, it's 5 years, hard to believe it's so long ago, 5 years or so ago now.
Yeah.
That it just insane amount of snow. You know, for a lot of us, it's probably the most amount of snow we've seen fall during a football game while watching it. And that, if I remember, that had, like, just before kickoff, it started to just pound the area around the stadium and then just didn't let up the entire game. And by the end of it, you had, like, a foot of snow. Do you think we see visually something similar? And does this have the ability to act the same way where it's above the stadium for the duration of the game?
Okay. The short answer to both your questions would be a yes. Like, that could totally happen visually at sometimes during at points during the game. It's exactly what it's going to happen. There'll be times where you know, you're going to see poor Josh Allen with his hands in that warmer on the front of his jersey. Perhaps putting his back toward the wind and just trying to, you know, be able to just see because the wind will be so strong and the snow will be intense. I don't think it'll be like that for the whole game. I'm certainly hoping it's not because the weather is the great equalizer when you have one team that's better than the other, which it's easy. The Bills certainly are better than the Steelers on paper, but the weather can even things out, unfortunately. So I think that it's going to be could be very similar to that game that you mentioned with the Colts about 5 years ago, but I'm hoping that the snow will not be as intense.
Aaron, looking to Saturday night, you say this thing's going to start Saturday into Sunday. What is the weather condition for Saturday afternoon? Maybe you're going to the stadium. Oh, they don't have the RV lot, so this is a dumb question. But anyway, Saturday afternoon, what's the weather going to look like?
Okay, so Saturday afternoon, you'll have about 1 to 3 inches of snow by, say, 6 p.m. for all of Western New York. It's going to be windy with winds gusting near 50 miles per hour. Temperatures dropping. We go from the upper 30s to near 30 degrees by lunchtime. And then expect blowing snow, reducing visibilities, making for just a tough day on Saturday as temperatures drop and winds will be very strong. Saturday night, that's when the winds really align off of Lake Erie. The temperatures are cold enough for that lake band to develop, and we'll start to see that Saturday late in the day. And then it'll start probably, you know, metro area south towns, then start to push northward toward Sunday morning and then start to drift back southward. So, one model keeps the band, one out of several models does keep the band just north of Orchard Park through past 4 p.m. You'd still have snow, but the heaviest snow would stay to the north. So, you know, maybe that that outlier is the one who's correct. We'll have to see.
Aaron, in your meteorological opinion, should the game be moved?
Oh, well, in my meteorological opinion, it would be awesome if we were playing in a dome because then we would it'd still be snowing, but at least we'd have our best players being able to do their thing. But, I think at this point, it's too late to move the game. And even if you were to, say, move it to Cleveland, still very difficult for us to drive there through the band. So I think as Western New Yorkers, we've had storms way worse than the one we're going to see on Sunday.
All right.
Just go slowly. And, you know, if you get stuck in the band, it's not going to be a stationary band. So that's the good news. It will oscillate a bit Saturday night throughout the day on Sunday and into Monday. So if you were to have to, you know, hunker down for a bit in your car, you know, have some snacks, have a bag packed for maybe being stuck for a little bit.
All right. Sounds good. Aaron, thanks for all the help throughout the morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime you guys need anything, just let me know.
Aaron Minkowski with an update on the forecast, joining us from downtown at Channel 7. That's what I like to hear is really, we've had far worse here in Western New York when it comes to...
That's what we should lead with.
And it gets a lot of attention because it's falling during the game.
Yep.
But what we keep talking about is any other time, if there wasn't this game, if this game was being played somewhere else, or if there wasn't a game at all, we would kind of be going like, oh, perfect. The snowstorm happens on the long weekend. So I can take my time cleaning it up. There's going to be no school buses or anyone on the road going to work on, you know, Sunday or Monday. And everything will be sweet.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm sure there are people watching the game saying, you know, no one's working tomorrow. I don't have to go out at halftime and run the snowblower.
What do you think about what Aaron just said right there? He wishes the game was being played in the dome to better enhance the Bills' chances.
Aaron and I obviously have a disagreement. I love playing outside. I think this was going to be a fun game to be at, a fun game to watch on TV. This is what... You look back at some of the great games. I mean, Vince Lombardi, the guy the trophy's named after, played on a... He had his players play on a frozen field. I mean, this is football. This is football. You mentioned it earlier today. The Patriots, the beginning of their dynasty, mm-hmm. was one of the most entertaining games in the snow.
The cold wind is a raider. The sunny... you don't remember the NFL films where it's like, oh, and everyone was enjoying themselves in San Francisco.
I mean, look at it. The best moment in the Metrodome history was when the snow fell through the roof onto the field.
It collapsed. But I'm seeing this over and over. I mean, you hear it. It makes sense to a degree. You want your high-powered offense at its peak. But I keep seeing one of two things. A few people, and I do think it is a few people, with a loud voice saying, oh, man, and we didn't build a dome. We don't have a roof on the new stadium, and this is now you're going to have to, you're neutralizing your best player. Hold up. This new stadium that, by the way, isn't going to be open for 3 years, which I hope Josh Allen is still kicking in 3 years. But
yeah, hope so.
He's not going to be the quarterback for the next 40.
No.
You are not always going to have this type of team in Buffalo. You know how I know that? Because we're not that far of coming off of 17 years where I prayed for the snow to neutralize every single game because that was our only chance of winning.
Right.
It's amazing, Joe, that the Chiefs ever win a game. How do they play outside in the cold? Yep. It's incredible. Oh, wait. They're the most successful team in the last 5 years. The Patriots, the most successful team in the last 2 decades, play outside in the cold with no roof. Somehow these teams managed to get it done.
Yeah.
Playing in the elements. Who would have ever thought? So, no, I hate when people bring up the new stadium when it comes to this game because you're not going to have the same team. And then these people, Joe, who are not just talking about the Bills game, but this Chiefs game that's going to be played in the cold, which I don't even think it's going to be as cold as it was here in Buffalo 2 years ago.
It does seem like it's getting a little warmer.
Or maybe it's on par to what the temperature was. Oh my, how can they? Every NFL game should be played in the dome on the neutral field and all this. Give me a break. We've been playing football for 100 years in the rain, the wind, the snow. It's part of the game.
They built an open air stadium in the biggest city in the world. Okay? You don't deserve a dome. Hey,
they should ban roofs in football.
Yes. Ban roofs in football and make baseball have retractable roofs. But you talk about building a stadium around a team. There was a professional sports team that did that. I hate to always bring the Mets or the Hokies into something, but the Mets built Citi Field around a team that they had while they were building the stadium.
Why would you ever do that?
They've had to make 3 modifications to the stadium since then. So don't build it around the team. And like you said, people are going, well, how is Josh going to play in this? He's going to be older. We should put a roof on it.
It's just different ridiculous. If you're talking, like, back in the old days in the NHL, all the rinks used to be different sizes. So you'd have, like, some smaller rinks and bigger rinks. Joe, I do kind of love that idea. Yeah. Now it's all standardized. But so you could have, if you had one of the smaller rinks, you build a little bit of a bigger, tougher team, and it would work out for you. And you'd kind of know that. But this is not the case at all when it comes to football. Which, by the way, most of the games played here in Western New York are fine weather. It's rain more so than these. We get these snow games once every decade.
Yeah, we really haven't
had it's not even, by the way, not even certain we're going to get it on Sunday.
And it hasn't really been that cold at any game this year.
No!
No.
The playoffs last year was beautiful.
The first game was beautiful. The second game, there was a little bit of snow going around the stadium.
Great football weather. It looked perfect on TV. Snow and these like cold weather games in football, Joe, to me, are the new fighting in hockey. Well, it's not the new because people still are talking about fighting in hockey, but it's the thing that everybody loves. Find me a person who went to that Bills-Colts game and was like, oh, it was the worst time ever.
Oh, no. It was great.
And that even a loss. Find me a person who went to the Bills game I was at, the Bills-New England game, where the wind was whipping around and it was crazy. And New England beat us. They threw the ball like twice the entire game.
Oh, the Monday night game, yeah.
On Monday night. Find me a person who years later doesn't look back at that game and be like, wow, that was cool. Or the game in the playoffs against the Patriots just a few weeks later.
Yes, yeah.
Everyone who went to that game was like, oh, I'm glad. Like, that was an awesome game. Best experience ever.
Yeah, I was going to talk about it. I mean, even two of the crappiest teams, when the Browns and Bills played each other to a 6-3 game.
In the snow.
Everyone talks about that.
Everyone remembers it. You heard Tasker say, you love it. The people want to tune into the TV. It doesn't matter if it's two bad teams playing. They want to see the snow. It's like fighting in hockey. What happens when there's a fight? Everybody's off their seats in the arena. If you're watching on TV, you're turning your head the first time you're paying attention all period to what's going on TV. People don't even stand up for the goals. Everyone's on their feet when there's a fight. But for some reason, there's like this loud group of people who pretends that we don't like it. And it's actually bad for the game. It's bad for the NFL to have games in the cold. Like, oh, well, then we can't see Josh Allen throw for 400 yards. I don't need to see Josh Allen throw for 400 yards every game.
Because
then if
win.
I did, it's the same thing every game. Yeah. I mix it up a little. I like once in a while, you play in the snow, and I can see someone run over somebody and make a snow angel in the end zone.
Yep.
That's fun.
Yeah. I mean, the fighting in hockey, there are people who never don't watch a minute of hockey, but they will watch fights. They will go on YouTube and watch a 60-minute video on
the
NHL
hockey
fights.
HockeyFights.com people have more followers than like five NHL teams show you how popular it is.
Yeah.
But, we can't. It's really not good. Like, we'd rather have a pure game. Ugh. That's what they say for both, you know, right? The fighting and the snow and cold and everything.
I
like
can't
that.
Think of anything more generic than sitting in a dome stadium. I'm sorry. Like, Buffalo, we're not a generic city, okay? Yeah. We're the Rust Belt.
I don't hate it going to. It would actually be worse. Like, the worst part of going to this game, you'd still have to deal with if there was a dome. That's getting to there and driving home and shoveling off your car in the snow if you get dumped on snow. And by the way, it's even worse because you're tailgating outside. And then you get inside and it's 75 degrees and you're wearing snow pants and jeans and long johns and a huge like hooded jacket. And then you have to figure out what to do with it all.
Yeah. You know why Syracuse is so bad? Because no one wants to play in a dome. That's why. Open air. I'm all for it.
I'm just a little... Every time I see that out there... And what set me off was yesterday, they're talking about... Could be Cleveland. That set me off yesterday.
I'm glad it did.
As soon as I saw that,
it was entertaining to see.
I hope you have fun on Sunday.
Will do. I can't wait.
I'm excited to
win the game.
Be at my house, cooking up a bunch of food.
Yeah.
Watch the snow from the TV.
Well, however you're taking in the game, hopefully on Monday we're talking about a Bills victory. I'm going to be honest with everyone there, Brian. I'm recording Hardline today, so there will be a brand new Hardline. With great guests, we have Pat Gallivan, Frank Todaro, Charlie Speck, and Brad Milkey from ABC. Sunday morning, starting at 10 o'clock. It's a new show. It was taped a little earlier. I'm not going to try to trick you. Everyone knows I'm going to be at the game. So Hardline, 10 o'clock. Brian, you're by yourself at 9 o'clock on Monday, so we'll be back together.
At 5 o'clock on Monday. Bright and early. Kick it here.
You're alone for 5 hours.
Let's go. Kick it over here, and I'll keep you company on Monday morning. Beamaz and Beamer, we'll be back next week on WBEN.